a word for you from Acts chapter 16, verses 14 and 15. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed unto the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come unto my house and abide there. And she constrained us. So as Dr. Luke writes this story of their travels with Paul, he emphasizes, driven by the Holy Spirit, the story of Lydia. She was a seller of purple, which some say was a type of dye. It might have been made from fish or mollusks, and she used it to dye garments, or she sold the dye itself. Remember, the Romans also used a lot of purple garments. And importantly, it says one that worshipped God, and yet she needed conversion. Probably it means here that she had adopted the true God of Israel. She maybe was a Gentile who had been proselytized. She'd converted to the faith of the Jews. But when she heard the full gospel being explained by Paul in the power of God, it says, the Lord opened her heart to heed the things which were spoken by Paul. Isn't it marvelous how God can open the heart? Is your heart opened? Do you have that craving to be right with God that she must have had at the time? Well, thank God for it, because it is a gift of God, because you can't even open your own heart. Although we do preach and say, open your heart to the Lord, you need to be thankful that the Lord can do that. However, if you feel like your heart is closed, and you feel that, well, I don't yet feel open to the Lord, repent anyway. Don't wait for the feeling. Say, the Lord has given me His word, and I submit to His word. I receive into my heart what God has said. So here, Lydia, hearing the word of God, the gospel, she was baptized, she fully obeyed the Lord, she and her whole household, and she became faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. So too, you can become faithful to Him.